Good evening, and here's the news. Two travelers on the November 18th Hawaiian Airlines flight tested positive for coronavirus during their second COVID test. All 282 travelers had tested negative for the first test, which was an antigen test conducted Saturday. The second test, which was completed yesterday, was a PCR test, regarded as the gold standard for COVID testing. The two travelers yielded positive results for the PCR test. Director of Health Motsatu Lemanua confirmed the positive test results for the two individuals. He gave no further information. The two travelers have now been taken into isolation. It's not known yet if the other travelers in quarantine will still be let out after 7 days or be subject to 14-day quarantine. The positive cases have to remain in isolation for 14 days, starting from yesterday. Meanwhile, a total of 325 travelers have registered on Talofa Pass for the next commercial flight, scheduled to arrive on December 6. Governor Lemanu Pletimonga says, "This Thanksgiving season, we celebrate all the blessings that have been bestowed upon the territory. We're thankful for the wisdom and foresight of our forefathers in ensuring our unique union with the United States, granting us the privilege of being an integral part of America while simultaneously maintaining our unique culture and heritage." He said, "We thank all our military personnel who continue to defend our nation and territory so that we may enjoy the blessings of Thanksgiving. And most importantly, we thank God for His steadfast love, grace, and never-ending providence." Lemanu said, "While this year has seen its challenges, there is much to be grateful for. Together as community, we continue to navigate through the uncharted waters of this pandemic. In this season of gratitude, Lieutenant Governor Talawenga and I are thankful for our entire workforce, both public and private. Every person plays a part moving our territory forward and strengthening the resolve of our people. As we celebrate Thanksgiving, I encourage you all to show appreciation for your families, friends, and loved ones, and take time to remember everything that you're grateful for. Let us also take a moment to be grateful for the Lord's continued favor, protection, and blessings on our territory." Governor Lemanu concluded, "On behalf of Lieutenant Governor Talawenga and our families, we wish you all, both here and abroad, a happy and safe Thanksgiving Day." The Department of Health is reporting a decline in COVID vaccinations for the month of November compared to previous months. DOH Chief Epidemiologist Dr. Aifili Jontufa said at Monday's COVID-19 Task Force meeting that vaccinations for the month as of November 22nd was 1,530, the lowest number of shots administered in the past 6 months. 66.6% or 33,158 people are fully vaccinated. 70% had their first dose and 21.3% have not had any shots. The remaining 8.6% are under 5 and ineligible for COVID vaccinations. With the push to get children vaccinated for COVID-19, the Department of Health has announced vaccination clinics and times for the young ones. For children aged 5 to 11, the only vaccination site is the Tafuna Community Health Center Prenatal Clinic, and this is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. For everyone 12 years and older, COVID vaccination clinics are at the EOB in Otulei, Diwa in Tafuna on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. In addition, COVID-19 vaccines will temporarily be available at the schools in the coming weeks. The Department of Health will partner with the Department of Education to bring the vaccines to a school or site near you. The COVID-19 vaccine drive will be targeted by district, beginning with the Central District on December 1st, Western District on December 8th, then the Eastern District on December 15th. Locations will be announced soon. All DOH clinics are closed tomorrow in observance of Thanksgiving. Director of Health Motsatu Lemanua and the Department of Health wish American Samoa a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday. A female farmer is cautioning against the heavy use of fertilizers by some growers. Sheila Tupuasulu of Fualilangi Farm said present-day farmers should be mindful of the effects of fertilizers and pesticides on the territory's soil. A participant of the Thanksgiving Farm Fair last week, she gave this advice to her fellow farmers.
We traditional farmers, we rely on traditional ways to mulch, to fertilize, to suckle the weeds. You do have to use a lot more muscle, but you're saving the soil for future generations. So that's our main concern is, you know, what we have is soil. Soil is family, soil is forever. But if we don't take care of it, yeah, we might as well kiss that goodbye too, just like everything else.
For the first time ever, Samoan sailors may now work at officer level ranking, an opportunity now being offered through the Samoa Shipping Services. This is a government authority set up specifically to ensure placement of trained Samoan sailors on overseas vessels. This is according to a statement issued by the Minister of Works, Transport and Infrastructure, Olofiti Va'ai. The minister said, "The new employment opportunity is a dream come true for Samoa Shipping Services and government after years of efforts to secure these excellent opportunities for our sailors following 40 plus years of partnership with the Mediterranean Shipping Company." The statement also said that close to 300 Samoan sailors are currently employed on cruise ships and cargo vessels around the world. More sailing crews will depart Samoa this month and next month with the aim of having 400 to 500 sailors employed on board Mediterranean Shipping Company vessels by the end of the year. And that's the news. Happy Thanksgiving.